This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress. thank God today for all of you visitors, all the members, all the officers of the church that God has given to us through his death, burial, and resurrection. I want to say this to all the preachers, messengers for God. We thank God for you. And before we get into scripture, I'd like to reiterate something. Our deacon, head deacon, has given us some outlines which the church is governed by. And we need to stick close to it. That's don't run our deacon off. We need somebody qualified like him in order to keep the church in order. He's not against anybody. I know him that well. He's just trying to get the truth out and get it out in a professional way. And I'm one of those guys that believe in professionalism. I never thought I was an amateur in my whole life. I always say I fit in the groove, or whatever we try to do, I always try to fit it. And I go by the word of God. I will not teach you anything except what the word says. I got that through my late pastor, Rupert Taylor. That's one thing he drilled in me. Don't say nothing unless the word of God. If it ain't the word of God, be quiet. And I thank God for that today. And if for all the leadership in the church, I want y'all to read Matthew, the 23rd chapter. Read the 23rd chapter of St. Matthew, and it'll get all of us in order. Me, to the deacons, to the ushers, to everybody, it'll get us in order. Today, we want to look at a faith scripture from Hebrew 11, 1 through 11. And we need to see God's faith, how he works through all people, through all generations. He worked everybody's the same spirit, but we don't have the same potentials. So he governed us by what we have within our being. He don't put more on us than we can handle. That's God. He's a sure God. He's an intelligent God. The Bible says here, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaking. By faith Enoch was translated, he should not see death, and was not found because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, by faith Noah, being warned of God of the things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, and by which he condemned the world and became heirs of righteousness, which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had a foundation, which builders and makers is God. And finally, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive a seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had the promise. You may be seated. If you don't have faith in the word of God, you cannot please God. And we're going to also talk about steps of faith by his chosen people. And we just read some to you, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These people, God gave them a commission. But if they didn't keep the commission, they wouldn't be blessed. Keep that in mind. We do a lot of praying and talking to God. We ask God. God said, whatever you want, ask me, and I'm going to give it to you. That's a covenant blood promise. We pray a lot and don't get nothing. Because, you know, I'm saying it's a disconnect somewhere. One of our wives ain't hitting together with God because he can't lie. He will not lie. So sometimes we don't meet him like he's safe for us to meet him, and then we're going to be in the cold by not obeying his word. First of all, faith. The Bible says now faith is the substance thing, hope for the evidence thing not seen. I looked at it in the Greek Hebrew, say believing and having confidence in what the word of God says with all assurance. Other words, when you say you got faith in something, if you got faith in your car, when you go get in your car and just turn the switch and go on about your business, that's faith. That's faith. And to say then hope, faith and hope go together. Say hope, assure, and steady faith in God promises. In other words, when you know God said and you're going to keep on, I don't care how the wind blow, how the thunder blow, you're going to keep on because what God said that you got to endure these things in order to receive that which God said. Abraham had to go through that and receive and do just what God said in order to inherit the promise. When we going off a job and work, we work all the way Monday through Thursday. But Friday, we're looking for a paycheck. God worked the same way. Ain't no rule given on earth unless it come from heaven. We just abuse the earthly stuff. God got it perfect. God got a perfect setup. He said it in his word. He said everything he was made was perfect. Nothing out of line. Sometimes we go around here and say they were born like that. Don't believe that. That ain't scripture. We take on a sensual spirit when we come to the earth. If we ain't walking with God the way God say walk, then we take on a sensual spirit. That's in other words, it's pleasing to you. And it's devastating to God. He said here, substance. What is substance? Now watch this. According to the scripture, seen with confidence, and it shall appear. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt. Because no man at any time has seen God. But then Jesus came forth, and he is God. He's the word. He's our everything. Jesus had faith in whatever his father told him to say. He didn't say nothing, didn't add nothing to it, didn't take nothing away. He just said what his father said. And when the disciples and everybody asked him, say, how you say you're the son of God? He said, God told me I was. God told me I was. How you get this authority and this power my father gave it to me? Why you do what you do? Because my daddy told me. I don't do nothing but what my daddy told me. That's what Christ said, the Savior of the whole world. And we got to believe and trust in him because of the things that he do. And it said the elders receive a good report. Now watch this. Through their faith in God and obedience to his word, they receive a good report from God. God, I ain't waiting on you to holler about how great I am or how well I can teach. I don't want you to tell me that anyway. I know what I can do already. I'm not binding by the ways of this world. I'm binding by the Spirit of God. God teach me, instruct me in all righteousness, all truth. I'm not going to tell you anything if it ain't scripture. I refuse to do it because that ain't what he told me to do. He told me I'm going to be judged by that's what's written in this book. And I'm going to stay in the book. I know we get sometimes analyze stuff and say this is what it means and all that. No, it don't. Whatever it say, that's what it means. And I ain't got, my mind ain't so strong to I'm going to analyze God's mind. I'm not capable of doing analyzing the mind of God. I'm not qualified to do that. Whatever he say, that's what he means. And he told me to teach with knowledge and understanding. He said, God, through their faith, these workmen, disciples, and prophets and everything, their word was backed up because they believed and God gave them a good report, said the job was well done. And we got to stay with that. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, the word was God. Everything God spoke come into existence that nothing had appeared. But when God starts saying, let there be, now I'm calling what the Bible says, Genesis. He said, let there be, there was. Every time he said, let there be, there appeared there. But never had been seen before. But it appeared. And the things of this earth now ain't had nothing to do with God. He spoke all this in existence. Everything that you see now with your eye, he spoke it into existence. He said, and the things that do appear, now listen to this. He said, through our faith in the Word of God, we believe that God spoke everything that exists into being by His Word, and not a copycat of what already existed. Everything He made from scratch. He spoke it in from scratch. And ain't nothing was on this earth that was made that God copied from. And I want to share this with you. Do you not know that God is way wiser than we are? And we need to stop trying to figure Him out and just work it out and do what He say and stop trying to think what God mean, this, that, no. Don't do that. That's dangerous. You're going to throw people off and send them to hell. Tell them what the Word say. And you're going to keep reading and keep reading. He's going to give you the wisdom of the Word. And understand, once God, see, let me say this to you all. When God save you, He wash you and clean you up. 100% clean. When you go back in the world, you did that. God ain't had nothing to do with that. You the one went back into the world and cooked, and then you took on the stuff that you dropped. You went and took it back up again. How can we say ask God to help us and we're still doing the same old thing? He said He forbid to do that. So we already know what the Scriptures say. There's no excuse for me not walking according to the Scriptures of what the Scriptures say. God didn't need nobody to help Him to do nothing. And I thank God every day of my life that when He made everything, called everything to existence, He didn't tell nobody. Wasn't nobody but Him. He didn't tell nobody, y'all come help me, let's get together and see what we're going to do. Never did that. He's omnipresent within His own self.
Thank you, Lord.
And then what God does, He does well. He never made anything less than perfect. When He made us as living human beings, this is what He said. He looked at His old body and said, let us, which is all God, make man in our likeness and our image. And he stooped down and listen to this. Got dust of the earth, the dust, y'all, of the earth that He had called into existence. Got the dust and put it together and molded man in our image, the way we look today. He molded our way of doing things. And when He molded our way of doing things, this is what He said. Dust, Adam said this. Dust of dust, bone of my bone, you shall be called what?
Woman.
Huh? Where that wisdom come from? God. God told us what to do. Everything He tell us, He mean it. And everything He say call it, we call it what He say call it. When Isaac was born, listen to this good. When Isaac was born, to Abraham and Sarah, when they was born, he was born, God had already told Sarah that she was going to conceive a child and call his name Isaac. And he's going to be a blessing after Abraham, going to be a blessing to the seed of Abraham all through the generation, even to right now. Amen. After the order of Abraham, we're going to be blessed through all generations. Now, that's God speaking. And we got to accept it as He said it. We got to accept that, and He's going to bless us more. By faith, Abram offered unto God a more accurate sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of His gift, and by it being dead, yet speaketh. Now, God help us. The first and all our increase belong to God.
That's right.
Abel gave his fattest and the best that he had. He gave that and brought it to God, laid it before God. Cain, you know how we do sometimes? We take the no good suit, the one we done wore out, and we'll take it to the Salvation Army or somebody else to wear it. We done wore it out already. Well, that's the way Cain wore. Cain did give what he didn't need no more. And God didn't honor him. Give me the heart, I'll give the eternal life. Cain gave the best and the first of all this increase. And the Lord blessed him. Now, watch this. When God blessed him, he was blessed beyond Cain.
And according to the scriptures, you're Cain. God, he said, wrath, which means anger. He got anger with his brother. And God talked to him about that. Why are you so upset? Why are you so upset? Where your brother at? Am I my brother's keeper? So they went out on the field. And they talked. Now, watch this. You got to watch these slick rascals these days. You got to watch these slick rascals these days. He said they went out on the field and they talked. Brothers, blood brothers. They talk. That's why out on the field, Cain, the Bible says, slew his brother. And when he slew his brother, see, if you're a true Christian, you don't have to perform. God know the heart. And he going to give the eternal life. And then when he do something for you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. That's all you got to do. If I get on that keyboard, I know notes and all that, but I'm going to get play a song. Y'all better say, thank you, Lord. That's the blessing of God. So what he did, he slew his brother. And the Lord asked him a question. Where's your brother? What you asking me that for? Am I my brother's keeper? Well, son, where is he? He said, well, I don't know nothing about that. He said, well, the blood, his blood is crying out to me right now. Be careful how you treat a Christian. The Bible tells me to be exceptionally good, especially to those of the household of faith. Watch how you talk to me. Watch how you address me. Watch how you get in the corner and talk about me. That's dangerous.
Yes, sir. You killed
my blood. The testimony of Abel is crying out to God. He crying out to God. And the Lord let him knew that, let him know that. I say, Abel, he was brought the first of his flock and of thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. But Cain, to his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. You know, when we do something, I always get an illustration. When you got dogs, you have to play with him, he go run up to you, wagging his tail all the time. But when he did something wrong, He dropped his head. Therefore, the Bible tells me, therefore, there is now no condemnation in those that walk in the Spirit of Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You say what you want about me. You ain't hurting me. Because I'm locked up and sealed up by the Lord Jesus Christ. And what you're saying, you're hurting yourself. What you're doing to the least of these, my brethren, you've done this to me. So you got to be careful how you put your mouth on people. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why art thou countenance fair? The glory of God got off of him when he did wrong. If thou do well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou dost not well, sin lies at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. You had the authority. What you want to kill him for? It don't make no sense. That's to us that's saved. It don't make no sense. But when you're unsaved, you got all kind of evil in you. You're full of evil. Just like the scripture says, full of dead man bones. Yeah. You got to be very careful. And see, you got to pray and seek the face of God always, that the Lord will lead, guide, and instruct you into all righteousness, all truth. See, let me share this. I'm probably a little older than most of y'all in here. I've been through some storms. I've been through some storms where folks talked about me.
Yes, sir.
Low-rated me, and I wasn't guilty.
Yes, sir.
But I wasn't all fool where I am now.
Right.
And I used to say, you let me get my hand on him. Just let me get my hand on him, Lord. I'm going to teach him how to lie. God had to get me out of that.
Yes, sir.
Because I couldn't preach this gospel with envy, hate, and strife in my heart. I had to let it go. Even if you did me wrong, I had to let it go. Because I can't show my attitude to you when God gave me his attitude. I had to make a choice this day who I'm going to serve. And my decision is to serve the God. And I tried my best in my life to teach my family the principles of faith and how God can use every one of them. And I don't think none of them got doubt in themselves. I pray God that this very day, that they believe that they can do all things through Christ that strengthened them. And that's what we, everybody in here got to have that same mind. I can make it. I can do it. But you can't do it when you doubt yourself. Every time God told Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob, or whoever he talked to what to do, they made haste. They made haste and went on by themselves and did what the Lord said. See, Enos was the firstborn son of Cain and the father of Methuselah. He was taken into God's presence without experiencing physical death. Lord Jesus, he called him up other words. The Bible said he walked with God every day. Now, I'm talking about what the scriptures say. See, Enos walked with God every day.
In the cool of the day.
Every day he walked with God. They talked every day, had a little conversation. They walked together and talked together every day. How many people got that privilege? None.
My Lord, my Lord.
None had that privilege. But this man walked upright. He was the most righteous man in all the East part of the world. He was the righteous man. So God ain't found no fault in him. But if he'd have been here with us, that's why God took him. Because we were going to start finding faults in him and start pointing at him, trying to find out what he did 60 years ago, 35 years ago. We're going to start finding he ain't all this and he ain't all that. But everything God say you are, you are. And let no man take that from you. Everything the Lord say you are, you got to take that with joy and peace in your life. See, Enos lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. Methuselah, as we all know, oldest man that ever lived. 969 years, I believe. Yeah, and say Enos walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years. What? And begot sons and daughters. Listen to that there. Got Methuselah, then he, 300 years later, he could start getting sons and daughters. Y'all, huh? Come on, brothers.
300 years.
This the Bible, ain't it? And all the days of his life was 365 years he lived. And he just walked with God and was not because God took him. That's the scripture. But he showed faith in God. What God told him to do, he did it. And when he did what God said, he always received a blessing of God. Verse 6 said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a reward of them that diligently to seek him. We got to press our way in faith. Stay firm. Don't let nobody throw you off track. Believe in the word of God. Whatever God tell you to do, just do that. And watch this now. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. If God tell me to go out that back door today and hit three licks on the door and walk back up here, I'm going to do just what he say. I'm not going to question him. I'm going to do just what he say. And then that's where my blessing come from. See, God made a lot of provision, but we don't keep our part. That's why it don't always come together for us. If we keep our part, God going to do everything this word say. And then when we get saved, y'all listen to this, please. Please listen to this. When God save us, he save us for eternity.
Yes.
He don't want us to go back where we come from. He wants us to still grow every day. Paul told Timothy, a preacher too, pastor, Timothy, study. Because yourself approved unto God, a workman don't need to be ashamed. Right in the dividing word of truth. Do you not know, I don't care what you do, if you're in the word of God and people downgrade you, talk about you, smile. I'm talking from experience. Smile. Because if you don't smile, evil going to set in on you. And you're going to start figuring out ways to get them back. That's called repercussion. And that ain't what God loves. God say He'll fight our battle. But we got to stay in his program, though, for him to fight our battle. It's impossible to please God without faith. But by faith, Noah listened to God of the things and not seen. He reverenced God and went out to build the Noah's Ark to save his household. His household was his family. Now, can you imagine? I mean, I try to be common sense to show you the spiritual side and the fleshly side that we're living in right now. And we got to see both sides in order to please God. What God said, he told Noah, say, look, I need you to go build me an ark. Told him what to build it by, the width and the length and everything. And Noah ain't hesitate. And he started telling, say, tell the people it's going to rain. And this is what they made fun of Noah. See, you got to be careful. They made fun of Noah to say, oh, man, it ain't rained since the earth was created. He hollered, better been in that big old boat. He crazy. That boy said, y'all need to take him to a psychiatric person.
Yes, Lord.
Look at him up there, him and his boy.
Yes.
They been in that big old boat. See, they crazy. Where the doctor? Now, it ain't never rained on this earth before. And he built in a boat. But Noah did what God said. Say, y'all, come on in. It's going to rain. Come on in. It's going to rain. He foolish. They made fun of him, talked about him and everything. He kept on building, And when he got it built, the Lord let it rain. And when he let it rain, it started raining and raining. 40 days, 40 nights, just raining. And the water overtook everything, every tree, every mountain, everything. And the people were saying, no, them could swim a little bit. The others already drowned. No, let us in. Watch this. I can't. I don't have the key.
What you say now?
God got the key.
What you say?
We can't get in heaven unless we come through Jesus. He's the key. Jesus is our key that we can use to unlock everything.
That's the key.
We got to acknowledge the key. You can't get in unless you got the key. Verse 8 says, my God, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out, when he was called to go out into a place which should after receive for inheritance, obeyed and went out and not knowing whether he went. He obeyed God. When God told him to go, he go. Leave your family. Go on out, John. Do what I tell you. Don't question me. Just go do what I tell you. Now, if I tell somebody to do something, they're going to inquire.
Yes, sir.
Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from their father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee great nation. Now, he had to obey before we make a great nation out of him. Okay, and I will bless thee. You got to do right to get blessed. And make thy name great, huh? And these days and time, I see these rascals running around here. I'm Dr. So-and-so. I'm this, that, and the other. I got this, that, and the other. Nobody don't need to know your business. Keep your business to yourself and thank God for your business. That's what you got to do. You don't need to tell me how ugly you are. I already see that. Just keep that to yourself. You'll live longer. And see, I will make thee a great nation and will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be blessed. And I will bless them that what? What? Oh.
What you say?
I will bless them that bless thee.
That's right.
If I'm walking in the light as Christ is in the light and ain't fulfilling the lust of my flesh, watch this now. You're supposed to obey me. If I'm in the Word, you obey me. You don't question me. You just obey me as long as I'm in the Word. Search me by the Word now. And if I'm in the Word, don't question me. Just obey me. Because I'm not going to tell you anything that God didn't say. That's what the Scriptures say. I'm going to bless them. And then I'm going to curse them. Huh?
What you talking about?
They curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So watch the obedience of him in faith in God. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of the land of Haran. And God knows sometimes he called us to go somewhere that's not at home. Most of us always like to stay home. Even our job sometimes take us away from home. Oh, I ain't going on a job. I'm going to quit my job. And that was 6 months later, there was a promotion for you on that job. Going to give you a very good incentive and going to take your hotel bill, your food bill, and pay you for all that, and you ain't going to miss nothing. You ain't going to be going out your pocket. But that's what you quit that job because you thought that you don't want to go home. You want to lay at home. Sometimes we get lazy and don't want to get up in the morning. Am I talking to anybody?
Come on now.
It hurt my heart when I hear a man say I got up at 10 o'clock this morning.
What you say?
That hurt me. I'm serious. Always believe in my heart that a man's supposed to get up early,
yes, sir,
look out for the welfare of his home,
yes,
take
sir
care, and look out for his wife, his children,
yes,
and do
sir
the things that God say. A lot of times we want to hold that position of being the head, but
yeah,
are we worthy to be the head? You got to always look at that. Sometimes we just want to be up front, but we don't know how to stay up front. And this is what God wants us to understand that, want us to know that from all, everything that's within us, he wants us to know the truth. And the Bible says the truth is going to make us free. And we need to know what God says to us and for us and by us. And if we're supposed to, in other words, I'm supposed to walk in the light as he's in the light. And then, see, Abraham, he left his home, land of Chaldeans, and went to Canaan. From thence, when his father was dead, he removed them and went to Canaan, brought his father to Canaan, where he was. And we need to look at God as he stands before us and things that he has said and what we must do. We got to always look at what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's doing. So he went into this land of the Canaanites. Now watch this, y'all. I'm going to get a little deeper in this. The Canaanites was black people.
Yes, sir.
According to this holy word, they was black people. The Canaanites was the tribe that was cursed for this boy looking on the neckings of his grandmother. And the curse was upon him. But let me tell you, through four generations, y'all, through four generations, the curse fall dead. Animal curse after four generations. It's dead. We still trying to live that tonight. People holler now, are you black? You know why you black? You was cursed. We wasn't cursed. Black wasn't a curse. Listen to me good now, y'all. Hold your seats now.
Hold it. Tell it.
Leprosy was the curse, y'all. Leprosy was the curse, according to the book I read. If you look in 2 Kings, the 5th chapter, in the last verse, the 27th verse, I believe, you'll see the curse that came upon mankind. And we need to be steadfast and don't let nobody take us off that source, because that's why we belittle ourselves, because we're letting other people tell us who we are. The word is supposed to tell me who I am, not people. How do I know who I am? I look in the book. How I know where I stand with God? I look in the book. If I'm not according to God's standard, then the book gonna tell me. I don't need Reverend Henry to come tell me I'm out of order. Because the Spirit of God that liveth in me gonna tell me I'm out of order on the spot. Right on the spot. That's not just providing I'm real with God. That's if I'm real with God, he can automatically tell me, well, let me share this with you. Is anybody in here ever had any mind to do something and it come to you that it was wrong?
That's it. Before you knew it.
Before you ever did it. Anybody ever went through that? Well, that's the way God worked. Through the word to you. My word have I hidden thine heart that I may not sin against thee. That's what we got to stay with the word. I don't need to know the whole Bible, but I need to know God, which is the word, which, and he told me to walk by faith in the word, walk by what I tell you. That's what it means by walk by faith. Whatever I tell you to do, go do it without any repercussion. He said here, my God, my God. Jesus wants us to know and understand the things that he said to us. For he looked for a city which had a foundation which makers is God. In other words, I ain't got to look for no more places. I got to wait on the king. I don't need to look no further where I'm going from now on. I got to wait on the king to come. When the king come, everything going to be all right. Going to be perfect. When that day come, when Jesus come back, y'all, we can be sitting in this building. I'm up talking. When he come back, my mouth going to be sealed. I'm going to have to stand. Now, listen at me good. That's why it's so essential that you always listen at your pastor if he's walking in the Spirit of God. He going to stand me up before him, according to the book I read. He going to say, he ain't going to say no lying to hell. He don't know me as no lying there. He know me as servant.
Yes, sir.
And I live a servant role every day of my life. I don't want to be lifted up by nobody. I just want to be able to, Lord, to pick me up and let me get up and tell him thank you. That's all I ask God for. And he going to say, my servant, why didn't you correct the stuff that was going on?
Yes, Lord.
On the deacon boat?
Yes, Lord.
Why you didn't correct the stuff that was going on the usher boat? And I'm inexcusable. Because he gave me what the words say and what to do. And then when I would say, well, I'm going to punish you. I'm going to take some rewards. But I'm going to let you come to heaven. But these rewards that I had promised you, I ain't going to give them to you. You can come on in. Your salvation establishes to come in. But your rewards, I'm taking them from you. And we got to keep that in mind, that God promised us is always going to be fulfilled. Always. These guys walk by faith, y'all. They walk by faith. They're not by the things they see. You see, through faith. Now watch this. Now this is the final one. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive what? Seed. And was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had the promise. Now, ladies, I'm coming home with y'all right now. I don't know the set age. Was y'all childbearing stage stop? Can anybody tell me? I'd take a minute. I don't know what age, but the scriptures say her days was up. But she said she walked faithfully to him that made the promise. And at 99, therefore, come Isaac. Huh? Some of y'all in here 50 today. Some of y'all 50. I went to a low number, 50. And if y'all come expecting, God help us. They probably have to send you to a mental institution.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Flower bloom.
But Sarah had faith in the one that made her the promise.
That's it.
And she did conceive. And I ain't gonna just leave her out there.
Come on, don't leave Abraham.
Abraham was about 99 or close to 100 himself. And us men go around here, when we get 50, somebody said, that's your story. I said, what you talking about, man? Let's be real. We're living a life on earth now. We ain't in heaven yet. But we're preparing to get to heaven. And when Moses, the Bible, when Moses died at 120, this is what the book says. He said he was strong And he had all the process, everything in him to produce fruit. He had it when he died at 120.
That's right.
That's right. And today is on the market, the blue steel, huh? At 40 and 50 years old, yeah, blue steel. Lord help us. Well, I have a faith there, y'all. You men, y'all up here. Where your faith at? We thank God for you today. This is faithful people that stood and believed in God. Whatever God told them to do, they did it, and they got the blessing of God. We the same people today. We still God's children. If we do what we say, what the Bible say, and walk in the best of our ability, we're going to receive the promise as well. But that's what Sarah said. She believed in the one that made the promise. That was God. And because he made the promise, she knew that God couldn't lie. And whatever he said shall come to pass. And it came to pass. And we got to thank God for it. Even when we look at Joseph, Joseph's a bloodline son. His own family went against him because he had two dreams. First of all, his dream trees start bending over for him. Then he come back the second time, and people start honoring him and bending over for him. And when he told the dream, he messed up. He divided his own household. That's why we got to be sealed in the word of God. Got to have the word or you're going to break. You can't come tell me how holy you are and you broke the next week. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. You're so holy you couldn't talk to me. Next